Shreveport native playwright and journalist Stinson Carter is blogging about the oil spill on the Huffington Post. Stinson spent much of his boyhood fishing on Caddo Lake. That was the site of the first overwater oil well in the U.S. It was drilled in 1911. Carter lives in Los Angeles now, but his heart is in Louisiana. He says it's awful to see the landscape devastated.
The saddest thing for me is to see all these shrimp boats who are now spraying dispersants in the Gulf. And, you know, they're getting paid the same amount, or if not more, probably by BP to do this. But there's no dignity in that. You know, there's absolutely no pride in taking your shrimp boat out to spray toxic dispersants in the water.
Carter writes about how Louisiana has long been able to be both a sportsman's and driller's paradise. Now those two pursuits can't coexist. He says the decree for energy companies to police themselves because it's good for business is backfiring on the state.
We know that this is a risk, that oil spills of this magnitude are a possibility. I guess we got unlucky this time, and it showed the kind of, you know, inconsistencies on a deeper level.
Carter is working on television pilots spawned from his feature writing in Maxim magazine. He says Louisiana will always feel like home, and he feels like a Southern writer.
It's a good place for me to be from but to have left. I think I'll always go back to it, but I don't see myself living there.
Carter's writing about the spill is on StinsonCarter.com.